Mind Power Live, another month, another day, another blessing. It is amazing to be here with you guys. Welcome to another one of our monthly live webinars. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. If you're tuning in on YouTube or Facebook, or you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast, on any of my podcast platforms, the Luke Mind Power Podcast welcomes you. If you're watching live, please do us a huge favor and give us all a big wave, because I'll give you one too. Fantastic. Great to see you all. Welcome back again. It's great to be here with you all. I'm super excited to spend some quality time, because every single time we get to come together intentionally push ourselves to become better, we grow. And I was speaking to one of our clients in the Superpower Mastermind today, and I said, make your mind — this is something I learned from Les Brown — and I want to help you today to remember all of the resources that are available to you. It's not one of the — just to make this a personal thing, you know, one of the reasons why I am going live every month is to create a space where you don't have to think about money. Okay. This is not a webinar where I'm here trying to sell you anything, or, you know, hey, join my coaching program, join the coaching institute. Of course, I have a lot of different possibilities of you investing in yourself, or working on becoming a coach, or working on your trauma, or becoming a better communicator. But that's not the purpose of this webinar. You know, this is for me. This is me being of service to you. I'm creating a space where we can come together. We don't have to overthink or think like I got to pay for something or whatever, you know. It's definitely something that I had to grow into as well, you know, because when you first start the journey of having an online coaching business and all that kind of stuff, you know, yeah, you're kind of like, okay, when am I going to get my first client? You know, how's that going to work? How's that going to look? But as I've evolved now, for me, it's a greater fulfillment for me to be able to show up, and for me to create this space and create this opportunity where we can come together, and hang out, learn, empower each other, inspire each other, meet new people. I know that you're going to meet a lot of new people here today as well. But, you know, life has many twists and turns, and a lot of us are in different seasons right now. But the most important thing is what you stay connected to, and what you know makes you feel better. So stay closer to what makes you feel better. It took me a little bit of time to learn this, okay? Because whatever you're surrounding yourself with, massive. It's everything. So Les Brown said, make your mind fertile ground for the seeds of opportunity. Maybe you want to write that down. Make your mind fertile ground for the seeds of opportunity. Does anyone know what that means? So it's helping you become aware of the power of your mind. And if you have a negative mindset, or if you have a pessimistic mindset, or if you don't have an open mind, you're not open to growth and change and evolution. Evolution meaning not staying here. Evolution is taking off like an airplane at the airport. It's on the runway. Whereabouts are you? Have you taken off yet, or are you still waiting for the passengers to board? Waiting for your life to change, waiting for your mind to change miraculously, waiting for things to change around you. Or have you shut the plane? You've sat in the captain's cockpit and you're like, man, I'm already down the runway and I've taken off. Where are you? Is your airplane still open? You're letting people on. You're filling yourself up with negativity and all the fear that's going on around you, outside of you. Or have you shut the airplane and you're on the runway? Or have you already taken off? Or are you at 10,000 feet? Maybe 20, maybe 30. Where are you? Brenda said, I'm taking off. Make your mind fertile ground for the seeds of opportunity. Because if you don't make your mindset comfortable for the seeds, how do you expect them to grow? You won't be open to being able to receive somebody's information or somebody's inspiration or somebody's opportunity that they present to you. But because your mind is so negative and not possible, it may be such a long shot for you to achieve your dream or your goal or whatever it is that you're aspiring to achieve, that you're not even open to that. So your mind is so negative, it's not fertile, it's not prepared for opportunity, it's completely closed. And this is what I want to focus on today as we spend time on this live webinar. If you're listening on a podcast, welcome again. But this is about your mind. It's your mind. It's your ability to be more powerful than you believe you could be, because you have everything that you need to change your life. When I decided that it was time for change, I started to change my environment. I started to change the people I surrounded myself with. I started to change where I lived. I started to change the way I thought about myself. I started to take action, like going on YouTube and listening to Les Brown and listening to motivation. All you have to do is go on YouTube and type in motivation. I'm sure you'll find in a lot of different types of speeches and podcasts and things that are connected with that which you're searching. Or maybe you go on the Luke Mindpower podcast and you start listening to my podcast and get inspired. So from March till September 2018, there was no investing. There was no, I'm going to spend money on myself. There was no, I'm going to do a coaching program. It was, I'm going to empower the shit out of myself. I'm going to learn. I'm going to take action and change the environment. I'm going to change who I'm surrounding myself with. And slowly, 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 but surely, so much starts to change. So much. So much so that I find myself living my dream in 2026. And I look back at 2018 and I'm like, whoa, who was that? Like, he was just surviving. And you know, how quick did the last 10 years go? I was once 31 and I'm 41 now. Did it fly like an airplane or like a bird? Because it definitely moved. So we have this power within ourselves to say, whoa, I'm not done yet. Everybody write that in the chat. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. I am not done yet. This is the start of something great. This is the start of something great. I don't know exactly the whole plan. I don't know how it's going to really unfold. It's probably windy and a bit of this, but I'm down for it. I didn't go through all the hurdles and the flips and the somersaults and the backflips and the trips and the falls. And there were probably a lot of those falls. And maybe a lot of the times we fell down and we didn't feel like we could get back up. But man, you know, as Les Brown says, you know, when you fall on your back, make sure that you fall on your back. When you fall over, when you go really down to a low point, make sure you fall on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. You got that comeback power in you. That's Les Brown. So you don't have to look for a living testimony. You are the living testimony. You are that person. You've been looking for someone. You just found them. You're sitting with them. You're sitting inside of them. You've been with them all along. We just haven't given ourselves permission. We just haven't given ourselves recognition. We haven't given ourselves enough attention to observe our bravery, to observe our courage, to observe our resilience. The audacity to think that you could just get through the amount of life that you've gotten through and just maybe on 10% of your potential, maybe less. What more will happen now when you make your mind fertile ground for the seeds of opportunity? What more will evolve? What more will change for you? So that the next 10 years they're a life of like, wow, I really lived. It's a life of like, whoa, like everything happened for a reason. My biggest breakdowns were my biggest blessings. And now that I'm awake, damn, I can see that there's no roadblocks anymore. There's just speed humps. Sometimes I get a little bit slowed down because I have to process or have to heal or have to address something or have to learn something. But I'm never stuck. I believe in you. Maybe you do feel stuck right now. But you know, before we get unstuck, what do we need to be? Stuck. Before we have a breakthrough, sometimes we go through a breakdown. Before we get up, sometimes we're going to be lying down. Before we run, maybe we walk. Before you get that sunshine, sometimes it's a bit dark. And the truth is, you probably wouldn't even be able to appreciate the sunshine because you wouldn't be able to appreciate it because you haven't been through the darkness. So you get numb and you get comfortable with being sunny all the time. And it's like, whoa, who cares? It's great. Yeah, this is just normal. But wow, the appreciation when you've been down in the dumps, the appreciation when you've been hurt, the appreciation when you know what it feels like to be at your lowest point, with the appreciation when you know that you are so close to not even making it. And then you live and you live and you live and you actually start to live while you're alive. Because you felt the pain, you felt the suffering, you felt the darkness. You felt the, I don't know if I can make it through another day, that. You felt that. You felt the numbing away. You felt the escaping all the time. It's in you. You feel it now. So now as you evolve, now as the new seed has been planted, now you start to grow. And as you start to grow, you start to protect that shit. you start to realize how valuable, you start to realize how extraordinary you are. Start to realize that, whoa, I'm a miracle. My life is a miracle. I'm amazing. Wow, what else could I do? If I could go through all of that and now come out on the other side and I'm not even using my energy for my greatness and using my energy to express my creativity and using this gift of my life that I have that I didn't even know who I am because I've been using all of my energy on my suffering and avoiding, numbing, escaping, just to survive. Wow, the amount of greatness, the amount of potential that you've been sitting on. You are in such an amazing, amazing position right now. Because no matter where you are, you know there's someone else that's in a worse off position than you. And maybe that is the old you that you look at 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 18 months ago, maybe 1 week ago. And you go, wow, yeah, they're in a worse position than I am right now. I got up. I changed. I moved forward. I took action. I believed in myself. I did something different. Welcome to Mind Power Life. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you for joining me. I would love to see and read all of your names. Everybody write their name in the chat. Everybody write their name in the chat. Josie, what a blessing. Leanne, Kieran, Bonnie, Joanna, Wendy, Sandy, Louise, Tina, Nene, Brenda, Deb, Yvonne, George, Michelle, Jody, Alice, Christina, Christiana, Karen, Madison, Agnieszka, Sam, Cassie, Destiny, Liz, Ben, Sally, Letran, Amy, Anne. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to your journey of healing and transformation. And I'll read it out for you. There comes a point where you stop looking for answers outside of you and start becoming the person who already has them. For this exercise, I want you to imagine yourself 2 years from now, the version of you who made it through everything, who stayed consistent, who built confidence, who created the life you actually want. From that place, write a message to the version of you today. What would you say to yourself right now? What would you remind yourself of? What would you tell yourself to stop worrying about? And what would you push yourself to finally do? Let it be honest, let it be real, and let it come from a place of belief. Once you have written. Okay, fantastic, 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 fantastic. Okay, so just a quick recap. Super excited for you to step into this new chapter. Find yourself a photo of your younger version of yourself. And it doesn't have to be when you were 10. It could be 5 years ago. There is a time, and there could be many times. And so there's many younger versions of yourself that needed love, that needed that attention, that needed someone to have their back, and they had no one. And if you're feeling empty, or if you're feeling like you're constantly trying to numb yourself, or you're constantly trying to run away from something, or you're escaping, or you're emotionally eating, or you're, you know, drinking, or you're watching too much freaking Netflix, or something that you're constantly doing, maybe you're doom scrolling and you're fucking doing a lot, and you're escaping life, there could be the possibility that there is a void that you're trying to fill. And that void can be filled by reconnecting with those parts of you, versions of yourself that are still hurt, that are still yearning for love, that are waiting for you to give them attention. Okay? So how many of you understand your... If you're tuning in right now, Madison, Michelle, Kaz, how many of you understand your why? If you understand your why, or maybe you don't even know what that is, it's the purpose of why you're showing up and doing what you're doing. Let us know in the chat. Let us know in the chat. Madison, depends on what you're watching. What are you watching? Are you watching something that's going to inspire you, or something that's going to uplift you, or are you just kind of wasting time on YouTube? Think about that, because, you know, if you start listening and watching things that are going to help you become a better version of yourself, magic's going to, miracles are going to start happening in your life. I understand. I do. Yes, yes, yes. What is your why? Share it. What is the why in your life right now? Think about it, okay? What's the reason? What's the deeper intention as to why you're showing up in your life? You know, if you're working in a job that you don't really like, ask yourself, what's the inspiration for keeping you there? Is it because you just have to pay the rent? You have to pay the bills. You've got to get by every single week. And if that's the case, imagine doing something that you actually enjoyed doing. How would your life change? One of the best questions you could ever ask yourself is, are you really happy doing what you're doing? Being who you're being. I always imagined and thought, what would it be like if I did something that I actually loved and I got paid for it? What would that be like? And as they say, when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. Because it doesn't feel like working. It's like, it's just who you are. It's your passion. It's just part of your habitual nature to do the thing that you enjoy, and that's your lifestyle. Believing in myself. Yeah, because I can't go on with the older version of myself anymore. That's it. That's right. Yeah, there's a why there. I can't go on with the version of myself anymore, the older version of myself. So that's my driver. That's my why. To turn pain into purpose by helping people reconnect with compassion, take action for the voiceless, and discover healing through service. Mm. Christina says, because living this life is destroying my soul. I want better. Yes, Christina. My purpose is to help others to achieve. I'm retraining as a fitness instructor, so this is me trying to do something different and helping others. Nay, nay, my voice matters. Joy, it's to glorify God, to love the unlovable, to lift the hurting blind up and wounded and brokenhearted. Yes, I'm happy doing what I do. It brings me joy. Amazing. I want to be a better person. I want to stop being angry. I'm not happy, only happy with my puppy and training him. To live and lift my vibration and add goodness to the universe. Absolutely amazing. So remember, your why can always change. Okay? Your why is something that you can discover in the moment now, but then in 6 months' time, 12 months' time, 18 months' time, 24 months' time, it can change. Okay? Now, my why when I first started this journey definitely was my inner child. It was my younger self. It was Luke, little Luke, 14-year-old little Luke, skinny, lanky, no confidence in himself, wanted to play soccer. Mum said, no, you're too skinny, you break your bones. Works at McDonald's, gets bullied by the workers there, gets fucking smacked over the head, goes to school, catches a train, has a friend that keeps bullying, not bullying him, but has a friend that keeps hitting him all the time. But then he's a friend and Luke doesn't have the courage to like say, stop that, I don't like that. So Luke doesn't say anything and just always gets in trouble in class. And then he hangs around with all the troublemakers. And then he starts stealing telephones from kids' bags at school in the classrooms and, and doing all types of freaking, things in school that get him detention and get him, suspended from school. So Luke is just seeking attention. Luke's not understanding like what's going on and he's unhappy. So that version of myself is my why, was my why. And then your why evolves. Then I start, my online coaching business and start helping people. I'm like, what's my why now? My why is helping people. Because I helped myself and now the why transpired into like, well, I really want to help these people. Now, as I've evolved and then my why turned into, my why is this version of me wanting to become my better version of myself so that I can meet my soulmate and I can get married and meet my wife. And so I persevered for 6 years and finally God blessed me. And now I'm happily married and it's the fucking best thing I've ever done. Didn't know how it was going to happen. Was getting a bit impatient. I was going to be frustrated. I'll be honest with you. Before I met my wife, that 3-4 months just prior, I was getting annoyed. I was like, this is bullshit. Where is she? And finally, she arrived. Okay. So maybe God heard me and was like, all right, Luke, I think it's time for you now. Like, I'm going to bring her into your life. But now, as she came into my life, out of my coaching program, grew my coaching institute. And now I step into a new why. Of helping people become certified coaches and start their own online coaching businesses. So in my professional life, my why has continued to evolve. And you can have lots of different whys. That's okay. But it also can stem from not feeling enough, not being able to have that independence within yourself because you're always shut down. You're always a people pleaser. You're always someone that always said yes to other people, but you never said yes to yourself. Maybe that's your why, And no matter how much you've been through, you get to this point in your life where you're like, you know what? Like, it's not over. It's not the end. It's just the beginning. This is the beginning of my freedom. This is the beginning. This is the start of the rest of the best of my life. This is where I start taking back my power. And that's exactly what you're here to do. So everybody unmute themselves. Everybody say hello.
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 Hello. Fantastic. Hi, isn't it fantastic? How about that? I can hear all you guys.
Yay. This was amazing, Luke. Nice to meet everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Everybody's voice. Are you guys enjoying Mind Power Live?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great way to start Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Fantastic. All right. I want you to repeat after me, okay? Because you're about to step into a new chapter of your life. Are you ready to step into a new chapter of your life?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Are you ready to take your pen back? Somebody else has been holding your pen and writing your story. Are you ready to take your pen back and start writing the next chapter?
Yes. Yes. God. Yes. 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 Amen.
Yes. Everybody say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Everybody say, yes, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Everybody say, I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I can't hear you. Say it louder. I believe in myself. Yeah, nothing's going to stop me.
Nobody's
going to
stop me.
Yes, yes, yes. Put your hands in the air and say, I am amazing.
I'm amazing.
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do this.
This is where everything changes.
This is where everything changes.
I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid anymore.
Say that again. I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid anymore to say yes to me.
Say yes to me.
I'm not afraid anymore to love me.
Worthy and deserving. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not afraid anymore to care about me. I'm valuable. I'm valuable. I'm worthy.
I'm valuable.
I love me.
Worthy of love.
Yes.
Worthy of love.
So someone said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus is right. Woo, Jesus.
Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause. Let's go. Oh, what a blessing. You guys are amazing. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a blessing to the world.
You are a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you for being a light, Luke. You're amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for being led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you. I receive that. It's so good to hear your voices.
God is so good.
The Spirit will guide you.
Yes.
Thanks be to God.
Yes. Mm. You are a light in the darkness.
Okay. You're a light in
absolutely.
And my light is meant to be given to you. My light is meant to be given to you.
You are amazing.
Holy Spirit enlightened me. That's my
podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's live. It's okay. I'm getting out. Thank you, everyone. God bless.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for this community and this support.
No matter what happens,
thank you so much.
Together we are more powerful.
That's right.
On my own, I can do only so much, but together, I know we're building something special.
Yes, we are.
Can we get a little dance before you sign off?
We haven't finished yet. We're still going.
Hey!
I'm not signing off. This is us. This is us just connecting. This is us. We're not finished yet, so don't even think about it. No way.
It is so powerful. This is pretty good. The dancing guy.
The dancing guy.
Thank you for
being here. I started watching it.
I'm like everybody that dances and moves, and it does.
I know the dancing. I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to keep going with the dancing. Don't worry about that.
We love it.
But thank you. I really appreciate that, guys. The dancing is definitely something that I could not do without alcohol. You know, I needed to get some whiskey or some rum or vodka and, you know, go out, and then I would feel comfortable to dance. And my best friend Danilo, you know, God, I truly believe God works through people. You know, I like to say that they are earth angels. I like to believe that everyone here is an earth angel for each other. Okay. And what I want to do right now, if you're open to it, is I really want you to be an earth angel. There's someone in this audience right now, just like Danilo came to me, my best friend, and God worked for him. He's an earth angel for me. And he said, Luke, take this song and dance to it. And that would spark all the dancing that I've done on social media that's helped so many people, that's brought you guys here to me. And so I want you to do this from a place of knowing that someone's going to receive this message that you're going to share. And there's many, many things that we didn't get or we were not able to receive when we were children, when we were growing up, and it's affected us for so long. And so I want you to take this opportunity to think that there is somebody in the audience that needs to hear something that you're going to write in the chat. Okay? you're going to write something like, you are worthy of love. Like, you are enough just the way you are. Allow yourself to write what comes to your heart and know that there's someone's going to read this and they needed to read it. And I'm going to do it with you as well. Right now, I just want to call on someone very special that's with us. She's also part of the Luke Mind Power Coaching Institute, but I don't know if she's available right now, but maybe she's driving. But God is definitely working in this space. Donia, are you with us right now?
Yes, I'm here, Luke.
There's definitely something that's coming that we would love to hear from you for a few minutes.
Amen. I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever the Lord wants to do here today.
Whatever is meant to be shared from you, we would love to receive it.
Okay. Well, first of all, Luke, thank you so much for these opportunities to experience your light, because, you know, light is something that really helps us. It brings clarity. It brings alignment. And there's so many times when I jump on here, even when I'm late, it's like I'm not even late. You have the very word that connects with my life. And I know some of you guys probably have experienced this. You know, I was very traumatized as a child. And I was never taught love because I never really received love. And so I didn't know how to love, neither how to love myself. I thought love was the makeup, the fancy clothes, looking good, smelling good, taking care of myself in that way. But I've learned in my older years, now I'm 44, and actually it was through SPMM where I really learned that I didn't know how to love myself correctly. And I've rediscovered myself again. And I'm telling you, family, loving yourself the right way is so important, because it gives you the understanding of who you really truly are. And it makes you powerful. You know, it builds that confidence that you really need to live in this world. And that's how you can even help somebody else, if you truly know how to love you. Now, I had a situation this week passed, and I've been, you know, my mom lives with me and she's 84 now. God bless her, and happy birthday to your mom, Luke. You know what I've learned since my evolving, I would say, is that I have to love her from where she's at. I have to give her grace, just like God has given me grace. And although, yes, she says some things sometimes that triggers those past traumas that I am still healing from, but at the same time, I've learned how to manage. You know, last week, she said something to me that I was already going through a whole lot that I'm dealing with. And then she said something and I felt myself almost reacting the old way, how I used to react. And I had to catch myself And I'm so glad that I did, because I would have had a regret. I would have felt bad if I would have said something disrespectful. Now, the Bible says to honor our mothers and fathers, so our days will be long in the earth. That's what scripture says in the book of Exodus, which is one of the commandments. And I always knew that. And also it says, too, to honor your mother and father in the Lord, because it is good. And I want to do that, but it's challenging sometimes. I know for some of you that is going through this, it may be challenging for you, but what I've learned is to understand my mom, where she's at. She has her own trauma she has not healed from, and she may never heal from it. But what I can do is shine my light on her, and hopefully it will create a change. And actually, it has been, because she's also on a journey. But if I'm not better, I can't heal anyone around me, especially those in my home. So Luke, thank you for your light, you know, the mirror work and, you know, the trainings that I've done that helped me to become a better person so that I can handle challenging situations in my life, which is my mom that I've been dealing with for such a long time. But I've learned how to handle her better. So that's, you know, what I would say to anyone here today. You know, the Lord will help you through, you know, if you're going through anything like this, understand God's grace. We're not perfect people. And still yet, Jesus died for us and still love us in our imperfections, met us where we are, He understands our situations, and he loves us. He still provides for us. He still protects us. And so with that, that's where I'm meeting my mom and anyone else that I come across that I'm challenged with. So look, that's what I have so far. I don't want to be too long.
Thank you. Thank you, Donnie. I received that. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you for your time. Thank you for you sharing with us. Most importantly, but you mentioned something there, the imperfections, and has anyone here ever been bullied? Let us know in the chat. Anyone ever been judged for the way that they look, or bullied, or called names, or something on that level? It's a lot of us. Like, look at how many of us. Like, you know? So, you're not alone. Me too. You know? And what Donia just said, you know, he loves us even with our imperfections. And so that's why our level of self-confidence is so crucial. But I don't have a doubt in my mind that we are here together, that as being here together, if I said, Shells Oliver, I believe in you. And Ben, like, man, you're a handsome dude. You're amazing. Like, Joe, Bonnie, you're extraordinary. You're like, imagine being surrounded by Christina Wolf that looks at Josie and says, Josie, you are so beautiful. And there's no judgment. It's just unconditional love. You know, what we are doing is we are creating the world we want to live in. That's what we're doing. You know, because yeah, who are we judging against? That you don't look like that because you're supposed to look like this? Who said? You know, we are all different, and let us learn to love ourselves and accept ourselves and give ourselves permission to be strong in who we are and appreciate ourselves. Everybody write in the chat, I love me. Even if you don't feel like that right now, just do it anyway. Make this be a seed that you plant. I love me. I love me. We're in a great place. We're in a great place. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you for being here, guys. It's been a blessing. I am going to finish up. And we are going to finish up, not just me, us together. We will have a dance, of course. This is Mind Power Live. We're going to have a dance. But I do want to remind you, before we finish up, if there is anyone that is interested in becoming a coach, or you're interested in looking at what that looks like, we don't have any availability for the next like 4 days actually, because I'm traveling tomorrow. My team is traveling as well. And we're kind of like fully booked at the same time. So if you try to schedule a call, you probably won't get a call maybe until like Tuesday or Wednesday next week. But if you're interested in learning more about what that would look like, in terms of becoming a certified life coach, our next intake is the 1st of May, but we do open up more as time goes on. So I want to give anyone the opportunity, if that's something that you are interested in learning more about, again, most important thing, guys, there's no obligation here. This is more about you going, hey, yeah, let me speak to Luke's team and just see what this process actually looks like, what's available, how it works, okay? So I will just leave a link here in the chat right now for anyone who would like to apply as a quick questionnaire, multiple choice kind of thing for you to answer before you get to schedule a call. I'll leave that here in the chat, okay? So you should be able to see it now, all right? Cool. So... before we finish up, if you're watching on a replay or you're watching or you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever platform that you listen to, maybe you're on YouTube, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here with us. I hope that this inspired you, that you learned something, that you needed to hear something and you heard it. And I know that everyone here joining live as well, you know, I pray and I hope that that also has happened for you, that you've heard something, you've listened to something, you know, that you've had an aha moment. There's something that was planted today that maybe in a week or 2 weeks time will evolve for you. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, I remember that live that Luke did, that live Mind Power live webinar. And that's really the whole purpose of this. So I'm very grateful to spend time with you again. And I hope that you go on from today and you believe in yourself just a little bit more. You love yourself just a little bit more. You lift yourself up a little bit more. You be your own best friend a little bit more. You know, you have your own back a little bit more. You have a better relationship with yourself. You really consciously choose what you're listening to and empower yourself and listen to more motivational videos or inspirational content, or listen to the Luke Mind Power podcast, which is every single podcast platform that you can think of. You can find me there. And I really look forward to next month as well on another Mind Power Live webinar. I'm super excited to meet you guys again. And thank you so much for being here. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. Thank you for sharing my stuff on your social media platforms. Thank you for listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast. Thank you for following me on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. I believe in you all. I can't wait to meet you all. Some of you guys have met, some of you guys I haven't, and I can't wait for more live events and to meet you guys in person and for us to keep being the change we want to see in the world.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Come on. Yes. Thank you guys. Absolutely. I appreciate you all.
Thank you, Luke.
Have a beautiful weekend, everybody.
Thank you so much, Luke. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you for that. I need a great day.
God bless. See you soon. Yes. Thank you so much. Bye.